There's a doctor in New London who's ending her decades-long medical practice on Friday. She's nearly 85, but her retirement is not voluntary. She says she's being forced to shut down by a system that no longer values the type of patient-centered medicine that she practices. But the New Hampshire Board of Medicine has a different take. They're challenging her medical decision-making and other aspects of her work. And NHBR's Rita Green reports.
Dr. Anna Konopka's medical office sits just across the driveway from her house. Her black, fluffy dog often waits outside, greeting cars as they drive up. Konopka's place is tucked along the shore of Pleasant Lake in New London. There's no cell service, no Wi-Fi. I spent nearly 5 hours there last week, talking with Konopka and her patients as they filed in and out.
Who's next, please?
Matt Reynolds came in from Claremont on Thursday morning. At 33 years old, he explains he's seen a world of pain. He was attacked about a decade ago on the street, stabbed 18 times, he says. He also has a serious spine disease and shattered his hand in a workplace accident a couple years ago.
Honestly, if it wasn't for Ms. Konopka and the things that she's done to help me get where I am today, then I don't feel that I would be able to support my family.
Before he saw her, he says he visited every major hospital in the Upper Valley without success.
I've seen 30, 40 different professionals, and their answers are all the same. Well, short of surgery, there's nothing we can do.
He says Konopka's instead worked with him intensely, gotten to the root of his interconnected aches and pains, and helped him avoid surgery with different therapies, supplements, and medications. I heard these kinds of stories over and over again. Konopka listens and spends time with you, her patients say. She learns your family history, your physical and mental state. She doesn't just rush you out the door with a prescription.
Dr. Konopka speaking.
The doctor is short, with a mop of white hair, and she's quick to smile. This week, she wears a white polka dot vest, white pants, white shoes. She's originally from Poland. She was first licensed in New Hampshire in the 60s.
And how are you doing?
She says she knows she's unique, that the medical system in this country is changing, and she's refusing to change with it.
Even the last year, a secretary of Medical Society told me that I'm a disappearing species. I said, I know that.
She says she doesn't record anything electronically. Medical history, prescription records, it's all on paper. She says she finally caved and got a computer earlier this year, but it sits in her kitchen. She can't figure out how to use it. And it may not come as a surprise that she doesn't trust the medical skills of most doctors nowadays.
They don't see the patient faces. They don't remember the patient. That's it. They are on computers. And then, according to the guidelines, they are prescribing medication for their patients. If the good medications or bad medications, they prescribe because it's guidelines. To me, this is not medicine.
She says she stopped accepting insurance several years ago because she felt pressured by the insurance companies to adopt electronic systems and sign complicated financial contracts. So she charges a flat fee, $50, for an office visit. But now everything is changing. Last month, Konopka agreed to voluntarily surrender her license to settle allegations from the New Hampshire Board of Medicine. The board cites her record-keeping, prescribing practices, and medical decision-making. They say confidentiality rules limit them from offering more detail. Regardless, these are serious allegations, but the doctor's patients seem more upset at the board than her. And those I spoke with, they're not taking it lightly.
She's changed my world, and I'm terrified. I am absolutely terrified.
Nancy Muskelly came in on Monday morning. She says before she started seeing Konopka a couple years ago, she was using a walker or a cane to get around. Now, with Konopka's help, she can walk again, freely. She says she's cut her pill count to a quarter of what it was. She's scared if she has to go to other doctors, her health will again take a turn for the worse.
She listens to you. You know, she really does listen to you.
For her part, Konopka says she's always been careful to follow the law and keep detailed records. She's never been sued for malpractice in New Hampshire. She's agreed to surrender her license, but disputes the allegations and says she's done nothing wrong. Talking with her patients, though, I noticed another trend. Many suffer from chronic pain, say they were referred to Konopka by friends, word of mouth, and say they see her about once a month. Then some of them, like Muskelly, the woman who was using a walker before seeing the doctor, would say things like this.
What do you think is going to happen to these 300 patients that she sees on a month? I can guarantee you half of them now, if whatever they are on, if they can't go to another doctor to get what they need, you know, they're going to go to the streets.
It turns out many of the doctor's patients, more than half, she says, are on opioids to manage chronic pain. Those patients told me Konopka is a savior in part because so few doctors nowadays will take them and keep them on the drugs. Konopka says this problem of people not knowing where to go, it's bad. She had decided this spring she wouldn't take any new opioid patients, but she was overloaded with calls from people begging her to take them on. In some cases, when they told her they'd have to turn to the street, she let them in.
The young people, you know, they are dying, you know. I wanted to save them.
She says she's not overprescribing and, in fact, is often able to reduce a patient's dosage. And while, again, the medical board has disclosed only the broad strokes of their allegations, when asked specifically about it, Konopka said her opioid prescribing practices are part of the complaints. For one thing, in New Hampshire, physicians are required to look up patients in an online system when they're prescribing opioids. It helps doctors know when a patient may be abusing the drugs. Konopka says she hasn't been using it. With the extent of the opioid crisis across the country, physicians are under increasing pressure around their prescribing practice. I talked with some doctors who say it's leading to unintended consequences, with some chronic pain patients being cut off from the drugs. For the patients I met in Konopka's office, the system has become scary and exhausting.
Other doctors won't even see me. I've called 30 doctors this week. 30 doctors. And they said, no, we do not take narcotic patients.
Jennifer Clark's been seeing Konopka for about 6 years. In exasperation, she turns her back to me and lifts up her shirt, shows me the scar running up and down her spine. She was in a bad car accident in the 90s. She's adamant that she doesn't abuse the drugs. In fact, she says Konopka's taken her down to half the dose that other doctors had prescribed.
I have perfect records and nothing wrong in my records. And they still say, no, we do not take narcotics. So where am I supposed to go?
Konopka says she's fighting the medical board's decision. She's filed for an injunction in Merrimack County Superior Court and says she's left information for the governor, asking him to step in as well. For NHPR News, I'm Breacha Green.